From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Kelly Mitchell. There may not be a Sugar Hill development after all. The State Department of Environmental Protection has objected to a proposed plan in Hendry County, as Ashley Lopez reports.
The Sugar Hill development plan in Hendry County, backed by U.S. Sugar, raised a lot of eyebrows. Environmentalists, as well as a slew of state agencies, were worried the plan could jeopardize Everglades restoration efforts. That's because the proposed site would sit in the middle of land set aside for water flow south from Lake Okeechobee. These concerns and others are why a state agency tasked with signing off on economic development projects objected. Proponents of the plan said it would bring much-needed housing and construction projects to a part of the state with the highest unemployment rates. Craig Pittman with the Tampa Bay Times reported this was a rare move for the agency because it has, quote, approved almost every development project submitted to it, end quote. Pittman says the plan became controversial when officials and environmentalists noticed it could be bad for the Everglades.
I think it was hard to make that argument with a straight face that it wouldn't harm Everglades restoration. And so when I talked to the folks from U.S. Sugar, their argument was, well, we're not doing it right now. So if that's the strongest argument you've got for letting this proceed, that's not a really strong argument.
Other state agencies also raised concerns about water supply and transportation. Pittman says this isn't the end of the road, though. U.S. Sugar has about 6 months to address the 34 objections raised throughout the approval process. He says it will be really hard to get that all done in time.
But it's U.S. Sugar. They are one of the most powerful corporations in the state, not to mention the country. And if anybody could do it, they could.
Activists in Fort Myers and Fort Pierce held rallies last month asking state officials to turn down the Sugar Hill plan. I'm Ashley Lopez in Fort Myers.
If you use Miami-Dade Public Libraries, there is a free remote option. The library system is teaming up with Hoopla Digital. It'll have mobile and online access to video, music, and audiobooks, ebooks by next year. But you're still going to need one of those old-fashioned library cards to stream or download content on the free Hoopla app. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Paul?